such a fool when it comes to you.
That beautiful tune that you just heard, that was Amy Andrews. Oops, and there she is again, followed by or accompanied by Alexandra Sia on cellist. And Amy, I think you're on the air. Are you there?
I am. I'm right here.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. So if you're just tuning in, everyone, thank you. This is KRNN 102.7 FM, and I have Amy Andrews, and you are calling from Decatur, Georgia. Is that right?
It is true.
All right. Is it hot there? Of course it is.
Well, I don't know what it is right now. It's like 10:15 at night. I hope it's not hot.
I can tell you it's not hot in Alaska right now. So, wow, I really appreciate you sending your little studio EP that you just finished that recently, didn't you?
Yeah. That was the first studio recording that I released.
And
it's really exciting.
That is really exciting. And there's, I know when you came, You and Alexander came here to Juneau for the Alaska Folk Festival, which was such a wonderful surprise. It seemed like, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, that was a fun surprise. I'd never, you know, never heard of you guys, and you were just fantastic.
Well, thank you. It was a really incredible experience. It was kind of a surprise for me. It was a kind of a surprise for us too, really, to be invited to perform, and it was just such an incredible experience. I'd never been to Alaska before, and it was incredible being in Juneau, and the audience at the festival was so wonderful and warm and really welcomed us. It was really, really a great time.
Very cool. Yeah, and you guys, I know, I just thought it was very cool that you just, it seemed like you just kind of almost did it, just, hey, you know what, let's go. And that was the only reason you came up to Alaska. And I think you kind of fell in love a little bit with Juneau. Is that right?
I did. I didn't want to leave, and I'm really sad that I'm not in the studio with you right now.
I know. I wish you were here. It'd be so much easier. But I'm so glad that you called in.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope next time that I'm on the show that we're close enough to, like, actually have styrofoam cups with a string between them instead of a phone and about 6,000 miles.
Yeah, well, definitely. So I assume you're going to probably come back up to Alaska, because I know you fell hard for Juneau. You even made a video, a romantic love video for Juneau. I saw that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was another unexpected thing, because I did not realize the tide was coming in. So it was really, that video is really genuine. It's not at all staged. It was a lot of fun.
It was very sweet, very cool. And I know it was so fun to have you here. And yeah, I mean, the Folk Fest is a lot of fun, and there's always all these great surprises. And, you know, there's always musicians that you know are going to be good, and then there's some that you're like, wow, I had no idea they sing. You know, you know, it's like, oh, that's my coworker. I had no idea. That is so cool. And then it was just really fun to have you and Alexandra come up from, you know, they're like, from Decatur, Georgia. And you're like, what? So,
yeah. And, you know, that experience coming up to Juneau actually enabled us to perform in Atlin at the Atlin Arts and Music Festival this summer, because I had never heard of that festival before. And an audience member at the Alaska Folk Festival came up to me and said, oh, you would be wonderful for the Atlin Arts and Music Festival. And that's in Atlin, B.C. I didn't realize that was going to require me to fly to the Yukon and be transported 3 hours by vehicle down to Atlin, so remote. But it was so beautiful. And again, it was wonderful, really attentive audience, and just really incredible festival.
Very cool. Very cool. And let's see. So what are your plans then for, do you think you'll come back to the Atlin Festival or back to Alaska? Or, I mean, that is one thing, you're right. I mean, playing for the audiences, you know, I hear musicians talk about it's such a warm and welcoming audience, and people really listen to your songs, and just, you know, it's just a good all around feeling. So do you think you'll come back up this way?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I would love to play both festivals again next year and schedule in some time to just explore, because, like you said, I mean, we really did just travel up to Juneau for the Alaska Folk Festival, and then we had to turn immediately around and come back to Atlanta, so didn't get as much time to explore as I would have liked.
Well,
but definitely want to do that next time.
Wonderful. Well, Juneau will welcome you back with open arms, and yes, and all her beauty to explore. So let's talk a little bit about so this EP that you just released. I think it's got maybe 7 different songs on it, and I know I recognized, of course, 3 of them that you performed at Folk Fest. The mm-hmm. one that we played, "Won't You," and I'll play after we chat. I'll go ahead and play a couple of other tunes. But tell us a little bit about some of the other songs on the album.
Well, one of my favorite songs that we recorded was called "All My Days," and it is a song that I wrote. I used to work at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, Maryland. That's where I originally hail from. And I was working there with a traveling nurse who told me a story about falling in love in the mountains of North Carolina. And so I wrote that song inspired by that story. And that's probably one of my favorite songs to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are the other songs on there?
Take That Leap.
Take That Leap.
I think that's
yeah. I wrote that on leap day. I embarrassingly enough, I woke up and I thought I need to commemorate the fact that this only happens once every 4 years. So I got on Facebook and asked people to contribute long E sounding words so that I wouldn't have to do all the rhymes myself.
That's so cool.
A lot of them didn't make the cut, like Slurpee didn't make the cut.
Slurpee.
But there are a lot of good ones in there. I really like Serendipity. And then I think the other song is I Don't Know You, which was written, which I think you just played.
Yes, I did. Actually, before I gave you a call, I did play I Don't Know You. That was the first one.
That was inspired just by... I was driving home from work one day, and this woman on the street gave me a particularly nasty look, and that just was the catalyst for that song. I know that this sounds really sad, like my songwriting is so shallow.
No, well, you know, Take That Leap, aren't you glad you didn't wake up on Groundhog's Day, like, inspired? Actually, you never know. That could be kind of a fun one to ask, you know, put the request out on Facebook to see what people come up with. But no, you know what? I think that's really cool. It's in the moment, and you know, whatever sparks that moment where you need to put. And I guess I ask this: when you write songs, are you like pen to paper? Are you just playing on the guitar and it's just like coming out, or you know, laptop, or how do you write your music?
I sort of improvise the vocal lines first, mm-hmm. and a lot of the nut, as some people call it, for the songs kind of comes to me when I'm driving often. So sometimes I'll just go out sort of to just drive and clear my mind, and I'll just start humming until I have like a melodic line, and then just start improvising lyrics on top of it. And even if there's something, maybe I'm like ruminating over something and that's really close to the surface in the first few times that I'm singing it, eventually I feel like the song becomes not so thinly veiled. Mm-hmm. You know, it sort of evolves into something else. But I think the guitar really comes last. I'm not, you know, I'm a classically trained vocalist, and the guitar really came to me late. So that's definitely not where I start. But I sort of just mold whatever I create vocally around what I'm capable of on the guitar.
Well, you know, you learn what you know first, and... I think it works. I think it works for you. So tell me a little bit about the Mariner song. I know you played that at Folk Fest, and I just think it's a beautiful, they're all beautiful in their own ways, but I don't know, that one always kind of grabs me.
Well, thank you. That is definitely one of my favorite songs to perform too. I have a really close relationship with the water. I grew up on the water, and now being so far inland for me is kind of difficult. So I think I wrote that song mainly coming from that part of that longing that I have for the water and the sea. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets its title, and that's probably where that mournful quality comes to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. We'll play that one after we chat with you. But very cool. So let's talk a little bit about, I know you're playing shows, and you're down in Georgia right now, but you're also planning kind of a tour, or just, I don't know, tell us a little bit about your plans for.
Well, I have a project that I'm working on. It's true. I'm very excited about it. It's a feminist bookstore tour, and there are only, as far as I can tell, about 13 independent feminist bookstores in all of North America, which I found really shocking. So I thought the feminist bookstore in my neighborhood here in Atlanta is the oldest still in operation feminist bookstore in the nation, and they provide incredible programming. They have New York Times bestsellers come and speak with people. They have writing workshops. They have everything there, and I think it's so incredible, and I just wanted to be able to support them and have them be able to continue providing that sort of programming for, you know, little to no cost, and in a lot of cases, just free to patrons. So I decided that I was going to do a tour of these bookstores and provide free concerts where people are free to come and listen to music and donate as generously as they can to help support these bookstores. And I have a few authors that have signed on to participate. One, in fact, that I met at the Atlin Arts and Music Festival, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to, the kickoff show is going to be September 30th here in Atlanta.
That's so cool. What a great idea.
Thanks.
So you said there's only 13 independent feminist bookstores left in North America. So where are the other ones? Are they spread around or... you know, I'm trying to think, bookstores are such, I love bookstores, and independent bookstores are, as you know, kind of a dying breed. So I think it's really cool that you're trying to, you know, well, just bring more attention or just, or at least go around and celebrate them. But, so where are some of the other bookstores?
Where are some of the remaining feminist bookstores?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the locations are kind of interesting because I would have expected, you know, New York City to have one or San Francisco to have one, and they actually don't. I'm sure they have other very progressive bookstores, but they don't have any that are labeled feminist bookstores. And so there is a bookstore in Portland. There's one in Austin that asked me to perform during Austin City Limits, and I'm very excited about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's one here in Atlanta. There is one in Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, Ann Arbor, and there are a few others. Two in Toronto. No, one in Toronto, two in Ontario total, though.
Wow. So were the bookstore owners, or when you did you just call them up and say, hey, this is what I want to do? And they're like, great, come on by.
Yeah, they were very enthusiastic. I was really excited about it.
Very cool.
So now I'm in the stage of sort of how am I going to promote this to the community if it's a place that I've never visited before?
Mm-hmm.
And that's challenging, but really exciting too.
Oh, that's very cool. What a great idea.
Thanks.
So you said the kickoff show is in Atlanta at a bookstore on September 30th.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it's going to be held at a women's college here in Atlanta.
All right.
So, yay for feminism.
Yay. That's great. What was I going to ask you? Oh, so if people want to find out more about your tour or just kind of hear more of your music, do you have a website or a Facebook page? I believe you do, don't you? Or what?
Yeah, I have both. I have amyandrewsmusic.com and also facebook.com/amyandrewsmusic. And yeah. And also over at the Lovely Drifters, which is the name by which Alexandra Sia and I go when we perform together. So that's thelovelydrifters.com.
Very cool. .com, yes. Okay. And then I imagine at your shows, will you be selling these little studio EPs?
We absolutely will.
Great. And I guess if folks are listening and they want to, they can check out your website, and if they want to order anything, they can certainly contact you. I'm sure you'll be happy to send them something.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. All right. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we haven't gone over. I mean, it's really exciting. It was great to have you here for the Folk Festival, and I'm very excited you got up to the Atlin Festival. I know they had quite a bit of talent, and, you know, what a great experience. It's a beautiful place. And I really hope we see you here next year, for sure.
Yeah,
back in Juneau.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm holding you to it here on the air. And we'll have you in the studio in person. So are you working on any other new songs? Or
I am. I actually just performed one the other night at a songwriting night, and I will be recording a video of it and putting it up in the next few days.
Oh, very cool.
It doesn't have a name. If someone wants to contribute one, that would be great.
What's the song about?
It's about broken hearts, as usual.
Those always make the best songs, don't they?
They do.
They do. Well, so you said the video, you'll put the video up on what, amyandrews.com or...
AmyAndrewsMusic.com. I'll probably throw it up on Facebook, too.
All right, you got to do that. You got to put out there, you know, come up with a name, give me some name requests, You know, you'll throw in a ticket or a free t-shirt. You know, if you don't have t-shirts, you can just get out a Sharpie. Those work really well. Instant t-shirt, instant
those
fan
are good
t-shirt.
Four custom t-shirts.
Exactly. Come on, people. If you're listening, come up with a name for Amy's sad, broken heart and heart song, and you'll get a free on the spot made t-shirt. Great. Well, good luck to you on your tour, and hope to see you back up in Alaska next year.
And thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for calling in. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I look forward to having you in the studio one day. And I think we'll go ahead and we'll play a couple of we'll let you go, and so you're just not hanging out there, but then we'll go ahead and play a couple of songs. And is there one in particular that you'd like me to play? I'm definitely going to play the Mariner song because I just love that song.
But, oh, I love that. Maybe Piece of Twine?
Piece of Twine, we can do that one. Tell us a little bit about that one then, because I don't think I asked you about Piece of Twine.
That one, that's just about sort of being in love with someone and having them not really realize the effect that they're having on you. I think everyone sort of experienced that. So,
all right.
I hope that it's relevant.
Oh, I think so. I think that'll resonate with some listeners out there for sure. So, again, if you're just tuning in, everyone, this is Angelina, your host of Tideland on Wednesday nights, and we've been chatting with Amy Andrews, who is down in Decatur, Georgia. Thanks so much for calling in, and we're going to play a couple of your tunes then, Piece of Twine and the Mariner song. So, great. Thank you so much, Amy. Have a wonderful evening in Hotlanta area.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm a piece of twine, so wrap me round your finger, pull my heartstrings. It's what you do best. I'm a paper doll, so cut me out and dress me up. Let's play. Too deep, 'cause
And that is Amy Andrews, and that song is called Piece of Twine. And I have another song of hers. We had Amy talking with us earlier in the show. She called in from Decatur, Georgia. It was great to catch up with her and hear what she has going on. And she sent me her little studio EP, and it's really well done. And she's accompanied by Alexandra Sia on cello. I almost said on cellist. She's a cellist. But I'm going to go ahead and play one more song of Amy's, and it's one of my favorites. It's called The Mariner Song. And this is Tideline with Angelina, and I think you're going to enjoy this tune. It's a good one. Here it is.
out if we're so thin. But then I should never have trusted as easily as I did.